Welcome to the Video Game Podcast of Entertainment Earth. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. We don't sell them, but I do like to talk about them. One of the more exciting things this week for you oldsters, the Neo Geo is getting revived again with a new portable. Again. This time the portable Neo Geo is a shrunken down version of the original home and arcade hardware and not a new Neo Geo Pocket. It looks really cool, but no pricing and release date has been given, and it's got a bunch of built-in games, so I guess if you like King of Fighters and, you know, the Magician Lords and the Metal Slugs, this is an exciting time. I'm actually quite interested myself. The PS3 downloads this week include Phineas and Ferb Across the Second Dimension, James Cameron Avatar The Game, Journey, Warp, Time Machine, Rogue Pilot, and Shoot Mini Robots, as well as Bioshock 2. PSP proper's got nothing, but the PS Vita, it's a Vita, right, has Reality Fighters and Ridge Racer. I think Reality Fighters is the one where you can actually stick your face in the game. And if you can stick your face in the game, I assume that means there's a way to stick it so you can put your butt where the face is and you can have like a butt fighter, but I don't necessarily know that you're going to do that. But that's how people in the 1980s arcades would have done it, because I think there's a high score list story where they changed it. So in the leaderboard, instead of your initials for the high score, they took a picture of the player, and the first thing is the guy mooned the camera, which, you know, if you're a kid in the 1980s, that's probably what you're going to do. Anyway, moving on to the Xbox 360 downloads, Defenders of Ardania and Shoot Mini Robots, which is also on PS3, are on the Xbox 360 arcade this week. The Wii added Samurai Showdown 4, Amakusa's Revenge, I'm assuming, as well as the DSi game Pirate's Assault. And the 3DS got quite a bit this week, including the Sega Master System games. I'm sorry, Sega Master System. Sega Game Gear, which is similar to the Sega Master System. They're quite compatible. The games this week are Sonic the Hedgehog, Triple Trouble, Shinobi, and Dragon Crystal. There's also a port of the NES game Kid Icarus in 3D. I'm pretty sure it's only available as a pre-order bonus for the new DS game. So, meh. What else we got? On sale at Entertainment Earth. Star Trek, free shipping. Get free shipping on your in-stock Star Trek orders of $40 or more, including plush Enterprises, model Enterprises, toy Enterprises, Enterprises for your desk, Enterprise pizza cutters. If you like Enterprises, we've got a lot of Enterprises, so check them out today at sale.entertainmentearth.com. In new video game toy news, there weren't a lot of new toys added with pictures. It's worth noting we added a bunch of new Mario items, so check those out, including plushie keychains. We also added some new Sonic the Hedgehog stuff, including a Sonic the Hedgehog velvet pillow and two new Sonic clocks, including one I thought was really quite cool. It was a little classic Sonic rolled up into a ball as the clock, and it's a really great drawing. It looks very retro if you like old Sonic stuff. It's kind of neat, and because I like old video game stuff, I have to say, I like it. You can check all that stuff out on our website. Just go to the video game shop. And that's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth, or Facebook. Just search for us.